Mark Stern here. Mark Stern here on City Open Radio, and I'm here, and I'm sorry, Steve, I'm going to call you a local legend, because you are a local legend. Steve Krulovitz here, born and raised in Baltimore, played on the tour. I want to say you ranked as high as 42, right?
Something like that. Maybe I hit it once.
Well, listen, that's a lot higher than I ever get on the tour.
You know, I did play at Wimbledon 9 times. I played 12, 13 times at the U.S. Open, 8 times at the French Open, and I sweated it out here many years at the D.C. tournament here. And I was just talking to Donald Dell, and the tournament here is amazing because I'm going to do an interview with Donald for CBS Sports Radio 1300 out of Baltimore on Thursday. But I cannot remember. I started playing this tournament in 1970. I played Ely Nastasi here, and I played Rod Laver here. Played some big names, but I can't remember having 4 out of the top 10. We used to have Connors would play, Vilas would play a lot. We might have had 3, maybe 3 out of the top 10, but now they have 4 players here at the City Open this week in the top 10, and then another 4 players in the top 20, so a total of 8 in the top 20. And that's a very, very strong field. I've been coming to this event for 40 years.
Right.
Maybe longer. And this is one of the strongest fields I think they've ever had.
It really is a spectacular field. I mean, everywhere you look, there's another great player, with a great name player. I mean, we've already seen some great, stuff today with Simona Halep going against Sloane Stephens. And it's everywhere you look, there's another great player. So it really feels like this tournament is just in great shape right now.
Yeah, well, they increased the prize money. Everything's about the money. And they $335,000 to win. And they got a real nice field. I mean, they got the defending champ Monfils here. He's a big crowd favorite and very popular here in D.C. So the weather holds. Hasn't been too hot yet. Right. I mean, I can remember, playing out on center court here in the day, and if it wasn't for this gentleman called Mr. G, I don't think I'd be talking to you right now. He'd come with the wet towels and the ice.
I just
and
heard
he'd cool us down because you could really get hurt out here.
I just heard some other folks talking about him back in the day with cooling players down with the wet towels, and they said when they passed away, they think they buried Mr. G underneath the stadium court.
Oh, God. I mean, his spirit is still here for sure because he saved me a couple of times. It was pretty brutal out there. And, it can get pretty hot down here in D.C.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely can. As a guy born and raised in Baltimore, you know this weather. Now, you talked about your first match here was in 1970 against Ely Nastasi, one of the great players of all time, former number one player himself,
well,
right?
6-2, 7-5.
That's great. I mean, I know you want to win, but 6-2, 7-5 against Nastasi in his prime, that's fantastic.
And I had Rod Laver 4-2 in the first set, and he beat me 4-2. What a bum.
He'll do that to a lot of players. So that's, you got to hold your head high about that. That's fantastic.
But we always had, I tell you what, Mark, the truth of the matter is Monday through Thursday, you couldn't get, a dog to come down and watch the tennis. And Friday night and Saturday and Sunday, it really pick up. But now,
oh yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, I was down here for the qualifying on Saturday, and it was raining, and there was, you couldn't get a parking spot.
It's incredible.
And today, which is Tuesday, the second day of the tournament, I drove up, and I was going like, wait, is this the same tournament I used to play in? And is this the same tournament I used to come over to every year? I mean, the crowds are, they're big. They're gigantic.
No, they are. And I think this is my 6th year working at the tournament, and the crowds have gotten bigger and more into it as the years have gone by. And you see it today. You said, second day of the tournament, it's packed.
Yeah, here's an interesting stat for your listeners. Tennis is the 4th most followed sport in the world. Now, let me just qualify that. It's not the 4th most participated, where people going out and playing, because that's sort of dropped. But as far as following it on TV,
right,
or following it on the internet, or going to tournaments, the attendance and tournaments are way up all over the world. Tennis is number 4. And of course, you can figure number 1 is going to be soccer. In Europe, they call it football.
Right.
That's the most followed sport in the world. And then 2 and 3 is kind of crazy. It's like field hockey and cricket.
Right.
But tennis is 4. Tennis is four.
It's still a great sport, and it's very healthy here, obviously, at the City Open. Now, I was mentioning a second ago, so you started in 1970, your first match here. Next year is the 50th anniversary of this tournament in Washington, D.C. You played against Laver, you played against Stassi, but what's the one memory that sticks out for you in your time playing here?
Oh, that's a whole story.
Really?
Yeah, that's a long story. I was at Wimbledon. I did pretty well. Won some matches at Wimbledon. I left Wimbledon. I'll make it very quick. I flew London, New York, change planes, New York, San Francisco, change planes, San Francisco, Honolulu, change planes, flew like over to Maui.
Wow.
Okay. Spent 10 days there with Dennis Ralston. God bless him. I love him. We did clinics. He worked me out. The pro at the club wanted to play a couple sets every day. Dennis arranged for me to stay at John Newcomb's out in Maui. He had a condo. I stayed there. I ran every night on the golf course. I came back to Washington. It was 90 degrees with 80% humidity, and I thought it was I had a sweater on. I had a vest on. I was in fantastic shape. I beat Tom Gorman first round. He was number 12 in the world. Then I beat Tomas Koch from Brazil, Brian Farrelly from New Zealand, and I lost in three sets to Victor Pecci. Oh. That's my best memory of the tournament. I was in great shape. And worked hard out in Hawaii, came back here, and it wasn't as hot as I normally felt it was.
That is fantastic. Now, I know we're going to catch up to you throughout the week, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention your book, which is sitting right there behind me. It's called Lightning Strikes, a memoir by Steve Kurlovitz. Just came out this May, right?
Yep, came out in May. It's been doing very well. It's on Amazon. It sells for like $22.49, and it's about the – it's, you know – Lightning Strikes, a memoir, but it's about the life and times of a tour tennis player. And it's done remarkably well. I'm just surprised, you know, so surprised.
I'm not surprised. You're a great guy. You're a great tennis player. You've got great stories.
Well, there's some, you know, there's some good stories, and it took me 4.5 years to write, and now I'm going to write another one.
I love it. I can't wait for it. Listen, everyone go and buy Lightning Strikes by Steve Kurlovitz. Get it on Amazon, anywhere you can buy books. Go buy that. Listen, Steve, thank you so much for taking time. Always great to see you here at the City Open.
I appreciate it. Come on down and see some good tennis.